This is an iHeart podcast.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Playing hurt, but playing well out here. What, Chris? Again, look, it's been a great ass Dr. Jesse Friday. We have a recall, though, just a heads up for you, although it's only for Australia, so you probably don't care. Recall expanded after hallucinogenic spinach sickens more than 50. How does spinach create hallucinations? I don't understand. Chris, well, what am I asking you for? You're not a drug guy. We need on the show. We need a drug guy, like a drug dealer of some kind. Not so we can buy drugs from him, so we can get more in the know. So we can get more in the know about this stuff. Chris, see if you can go find us a drug dealer somewhere this weekend. Jesse, every year we host family gatherings for the holidays at my house. My wife's whole family is notoriously late. It's so bad they make jokes about their tardiness. Drives me nuts. So I told the wife that this year, if we say we're eating at noon, we eat at noon, period. When they inevitably roll in at 1:30 or 2, I'll just tell them the leftovers are in the fridge. The wife says this is rude. What does America's dad say? I despise tardiness. I despise it. And here's why I despise tardiness. Tardiness is a choice. See, people who are late all the time, they act like it's just, well, that's just who I am. No, that's just who you are. The same way if I didn't wash my hands after I used the bathroom, that would be like me saying, well, that's just who I am. No, that's a conscious choice to not clean the germs off your hands after you use the bathroom. It's not who you are. It's rude. It's a choice. When you are late, I'm never late to anything, ever. When you are late, that means this. It doesn't mean that's who you are. It means you have chosen that your time is more important than my time. That my time is something that you don't have to be mindful of at all. You don't have to set a reminder. You can just totally disregard my time because your time is all that matters. If her family really shows up an hour or two late for dinner, without question, they should be fishing the food out of the fridge. And that, dare I say it, oh, I just bit into my cough drop, Chris, on the air on accident. That, dare I say it, that's going to be worth a fight. That's going to be worth a fight. If it happened once, look, everyone's late once, flat tire, something like that, that's fine. If you're rude all the time, if you're late all the time, I should say, you're rude. It's so freaking inconsiderate. Be on time. Dear Mr. Kelly, been a big fan since Buck Sexton abandoned his drive time listeners. Buck, I can't wait to send him that. Anyway, have you considered licensing the Jesse Kelly burger recipe to restaurants? A properly prepared Jesse Kelly burger seems like something I would order, and a restaurant that would serve it is a place I would want to patronize. Just saying for your restaurant-owning fans in the Spokane area. Sincerely, Derek. Actually, it's funny you bring that up. Believe it or not, I have a guy, his name's Chris. He's a good friend. No, not producer Chris. Not Jewish producer Chris. A different Chris. Why do I have so many Chris's in my life? Anyway, I have a guy who's a business partner of mine. He's one of these guys who's been everywhere in radio, everywhere in TV, knows everyone, knows. He's just one of those guys. And since I'm so brand new to this, he's critically important for me. Also, he's this huge data nerd. He's always tracking stats and numbers. People ask me, hey, how many downloads do you have? How many? I don't know. They used to send me ratings all the time for this city or that city. Jesse, you're killing it in San Diego. Jesse, they love you in New York. And they, you should see these graphs they send you, or these Excel spreadsheets with the audience. You got a 2.9 share with a 10.5 share, but a 12 spot. And I said, can you guys seriously stop sending me this? I don't care, and I'm not going to read any of it at all. I'm going to sit down, and I'm just going to keep doing the show, and I'm just going to hope people like it. But him, he tears through that stuff. And I need someone like that in my life. And he's also one of the smartest human beings I've ever known. It was his idea, by the way, for me to write the book. And you know how much I've been resisting writing a book because writing sucks. He had to work hard on a pitch that would get me to write a book on an idea that I would enjoy enough to write. And I found one. Don't worry. I'll tell you about it when it's coming out. It's later on this year, or 2023. Don't worry. I'm not going to slip a book by you, okay? Anyway, he's one of these guys that would think of something like this. He brought up to me. He said, hey, we might want to license your burger. And I said, I don't even know how that works. What are you talking about? And he basically said just exactly what you just said. So I believe if we haven't already, I think the process is already in place or something like that. I think they are going to license the burger, which I don't get how that gets. Chris, you're Jewish. Do I get money from this? What? What? You don't know? Do I get money from it? I'd imagine so too. For every burger or just like the restaurant or something like that? What if I got like 10 cents a burger and then they took off and I got rich and then we could take our yacht trip through the Pacific to all the islands? Oh, we could pay for it. We could call our yacht the Burger. We'll buy the yacht. No, hear me out, Chris. The yacht will have gigantic Jesse Kelly cheeseburger on the side of it. What, Chris? Yeah, we should just rent the yacht because we'll never use it again. That's a good point. Well, can we name it while we rent it for a couple months? Yeah, I'm going to need my burger on one side and my face on the other side, and then we'll call it the Shogun or something like that. It should be called the Shogun because we're going through the Pacific Islands of World War II, paid for by the Jesse Kelly burger. This is all coming together. It's all coming together, baby. I knew it. Gosh, that freaking excites me. That is exciting. Oh, food wizard. I'm not sure if this is a Midwest thing or a Nebraska thing. We always have cinnamon rolls with our chili. The sweet, sugary rolls complement the chili extremely well. My friend grew up in Maryland and said they would put brown sugar in their chili. Same concept. Keep up the great work. Okay, one, the brown sugar thing sounds freaking gross. But two, I would try it. I've never had it. I would try it. Here's the thing, though, with me. I'm more of a savory guy than a sweet guy. And this is, I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me. If you were to put a plate of pancakes with butter and syrup in front of me, or a big plate of, let's say, some cheesy scrambled eggs with bacon and buttered toast, I would have the eggs and toast every day of the week. It's not that I dislike the pancakes. I love pancakes. I'll eat them. But if I had to choose, I would much rather go with salty and cheesy and savory. I don't know. What, Chris? Have I ever put soy sauce on a steak? I have this incredible menu. All right, everyone, pull out your phone. Write this down. I'm about to give you the greatest marinade ever. The past couple years for Thanksgiving, you know we don't do turkey. We wanted to get something special, so we would get a beef tenderloin. Now, we didn't this year because the cost of beef has gone up so much. We just didn't feel right spending that kind of money. It was just terrible. But we had previously gotten, 3-4 pound beef tenderloin. I would marinate it for 48 hours usually, if not 24 hours. And this is the marinade I would use. Pay attention, write it down. It's freaking glorious, okay? Some olive oil, a bunch of soy sauce, Worcestershire. I can't say that daggone word, but Worcester, you know what I'm saying. I would take the chopped up minced garlic that's in a jar. You can chop up your own if you're fancy, but I would just take a spoonful or two of that and drop the garlic in there. Black pepper, generous amount of black pepper in there. And then some dry mustard. If you have some dry mustard, not the end of the world if you don't have dry mustard, but dry mustard. And then I want to say it's oregano. I'm almost positive it was oregano I used, but it may be parsley. It may be both parsley or oregano in there. When you mix this up, before you even drop the tenderloin in, your mouth is going to be watering. And you marinate that tenderloin in there and then cook it. It will be the greatest cut of meat you've ever eaten in your life. So I don't cook really well. I make the greatest cheeseburgers on the planet. But I have a world-class steak recipe. Steak marinade recipe. I got it from my old man. And yes, the star of the show, Chris, is the soy sauce. And their soy sauce is amazing. Have you ever been to one of the Japanese steakhouses, Chris? Oh my gosh, they're so fantastic. I would highly encourage anyone who's never been to a Japanese steakhouse, if you have one in your area, to go, and they're wonderful for the family. The kids enjoy it. They do the ha 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 ha. The what, Chris? That's what they do. Chop 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 chop. And they do this stuff in front of you with the kids, and they make it fun for the kids. I know it's hibachi, Chris. I think that's pretty much what I said. Anyway, it's really, really fun, and lots of the steak is they'll put the little soy sauce on it on there, a little tenderloin. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. We don't have any of those down here in Houston. Well, not many. There's one or two. They were everywhere up in Dallas. Why don't Japanese people like Houston? Probably because it's too hot and Japanese people are smart. All right, we have more. We have a lot more. First, though, Americans are dying. A lot of them. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Just a little congested over here today. It's all good. It's all good. You can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And we have kids stuff this weekend. We have, this is, I saw someone hilarious said this. And I wish I had, you see these people, you ever see someone say something so funny and you think to yourself, man, I wish I'd thought of it. It was great. I saw someone say, hey, let's get married and have kids. So instead of having fun on the weekends, we can drive all over to different practices and learn algebra again. It's so true. Oh, it's coming your way, Chris. It's coming your way. I'd rather die than learn algebra. And apparently I might, according to this headline. This is from Not the Bee. 7,000 more Americans than usual are dying every single week because of the effects of COVID lockdowns. Yes, that's right. More people are dying as a result of the knock-on effects of lockdowns, hospital closures, and other curbs brought in during the pandemic. That number, by the way, is going to continue to climb as we go along. I'm going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'm just going to once again say the very idea that you should stop a society because a new virus gets there is the most destructive idea in the history of mankind. It's insane. Every single part of it is insane. It was always going to do more harm. I say more harm than good. It didn't do any good. It helped nothing. It helped no one. No one was helped by it, and we just destroyed this place. It's awful. All right, enough. Jesse, from one vet to another, who do I need to kill to get all 3 hours of your radio show? I do hear you in Missoula, and I realize you may hold a grudge against my Grizzlies because our superior football teams, which historically have left the poor Bobcats licking their wounds. However, this should not be a factor now since you're no longer a resident of the greatest state in the Union. He's talking about Montana, by the way. Please use your leverage as an incredibly gifted golden tongue devil you are to increase your time on our local station. Use my name. Don't use my name. Who cares that he says go Grizz? His name is Gary. Okay, I get these emails from time to time. Let me explain how this works with national syndication. When I have a national syndication company, the biggest national syndication company there is, Premier. It's the biggest one. It's the biggest one in the world. They're freaking fantastic. I still can't believe they called me and offered me this show, but they did. So that's who I work for. I work for Premier. That's my boss. They're the ones, they're the suits who actually allow me to say whatever I want. So God love them, okay? Different affiliates, a different city, it's called an affiliate. So we have an affiliate in New York City, is a great example. WOR, 710 WOR, that's our New York affiliate. Now, Premier, that yes, they are the national syndication company, and they are the one who is, you know, bringing the show to these affiliates. But these affiliates choose to run the show whenever they want and how much of it they want. So I get these complaints from people thinking that I can do something about it. And I get that you want more of the show. I'm not dogging on you. Thank you. It's an honor. But there's nothing I can do about it. Your local affiliate, wherever you are, if they're not running all 3 hours, it's because they've chosen to go a different route to do something. If they are running it on delay, you'll see that a lot. Sometimes that's because they have two different shows they like. So they'll push one. One will be delayed an hour. One will be delayed 3-4 hours. It's very, very different. If you don't like it, I'll tell you, affiliates are wonderful to deal with. I love our affiliates. They're really, really cool. Sometimes they can do changes. Sometimes they can't. Send them an email if you want to change. A polite email. Please don't yell at them. Lots of times they're locked into contracts and there's nothing they can do about it. Just send them an email and say, hey, I would like this if you don't mind. That's the best I can tell you to do. All right? You ready for some good news? Jesse, we did it. We flipped the Temecula Valley Unified School Board by electing three conservatives to the board this past November, after being sworn in on Tuesday, December 13th, they voted 3-2 to ban teaching critical race theory in schools. Many of us walked miles in the heat and sometimes in the rain, knocking on doors, promoting the candidates, and it was all worth it. Daggone it, I'm so proud of you. These are the this is how we take back the country. Not stupid Congress, not even the presidency. Yeah, I want all that stuff too. This is how we take America back. This is the roots of it. You out there running for school board or supporting candidates running for school board, taking back your schools, doing the work, taking back your city councils, taking back your sheriffs, taking back the state legislatures. Yeah, Chris said a GOP win in California. Oh, dude, California has some hardcore conservatives. They are hardcores out there because they're so beaten down living in that communist state. That is how it's done. That is the way it's done. I am so proud of you. Good job. Keep going. I think there are 23 states that have school board elections this year, not in 2024 or in 2023. I mean, 2023, they have school board elections. Get out there and take back your school board. I know it's not sexy like Congress with the fancy suit, and I'm going to be on Fox News. It's much more important than Congress. Give them Congress. We'll take the school boards. In the end, that'll result in us winning. All right? Gosh, that's great news. Spread the news, Chris. I love it. Now, spread the news about something else. Let's spread the news about what you've done. Because I talked to you a lot about preborn and saving a life and how donating $28 saves a life. You know all this stuff by now. Preborn's out there doing it. I wanted to just use this opportunity to say thank you. We have talked to the people at preborn. This audience has simply blown them away with your willingness to go save babies. $28. $28 buys that young woman who's about to have an abortion, buys her a free ultrasound. When she hears that heartbeat, it's just, look, it's from God. She chooses life almost every single time. You've been buying women free ultrasounds. You've been saving lives. And all I'm going to say tonight is thank you. Thank you so much. If you can give, give. It's all tax deductible. You can give from a business. You don't have to give $28. You can give $50,000 if you feel like it. If you can do whatever you can do. Or $50. I don't care. $5. Whatever. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give what you can. More than anything, though, I just wanted to say thank you. From the whole Jesse Kelly Show family, this is maybe the most important thing we do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Message is sponsored by Preborn, by the way. All right. Now, this is a juicy question, isn't it? Guy wants to know, a national dictator or a national divorce? Which one will come first? And someone else thinks he ran into me in Iraq. Did he? Hang on, I'll tell you. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We still got time left. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you hear Communist John Denver, also known as Randy Weingarten, say Biden's better than FDR?
I want to just say for a second what you and what the president has done. I mean, I can't even remember all the mnemonics of all the things that have been done. I'm a history teacher. It is more than any other president since FDR and maybe more than FDR.
Gosh, these people are the best. And I do want to give a shout out once again to Josh Hawley. I played this the other night. Josh Hawley still calling for Afghanistan accountability, which it feels like we're never going to get, but at least someone's trying.
It has now been 16 months Since President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, 16 months until Lance Corporal Schmitz from Missouri and 12 other Marines lost their lives at Abbey Gate, 16 months since hundreds of American civilians were left behind to the enemy, 16 months, no one's been fired, no one's offered answers, there's been zero accountability. And so for approximately the 200th time, we are here on the floor as I continue to fulfill my pledge to seek accountability for what happened at Abbey Gate, for the lives that were lost, including the life from my own state, Lance Corporal Schmitz, and to press for answers. It is not too much to ask that not just the families of the fallen, but that the people of this country not be lied to about what happened at Abbey Gate, and we be given the answers that the American people deserve.
That sure would be nice. It is still so amazing to me when you look back at conflicts. World War II is a great example. And you look at all the generals and admirals who resigned or were demoted or were fired or were called in for accountability. Not one resigned over Afghanistan. Not one. Not one firing. Not one resignation. All right. Jesse, which comes first? A national dictator or a national divorce? Yuri Bezmenov said that a crisis leads to two alternatives, civil war or invasion. Just as Taiwan needs a defense against communist China, the red states will need a defense against the communist blue states after a national divorce, so on and so forth. Look, I believe, I am as cynical as I can be at times, I am very hopeful about something. I am hopeful that the United States of America will once again pull off a miracle that hasn't really been done before. Like our revolution, that was a miracle because revolutions have happened, but you don't hardly ever get a better government after a revolution. Normally it's so much worse, and then you're thinking, oh gosh, we should have just kept what we had. We did it. I believe this. I believe we can reasonably, peacefully separate, and that we will, as people who don't want to live in insane America, migrate physically to red America. And it's not because I don't agree with you that the communists are vicious and aggressive and they want it all. I know all those things. That what gives me real hope is the Second Amendment. It is the one thing that drives them insane. It's the one thing they've never been able to take away. They can't stand it. They have to have a monopoly on force to finally do everything they want to do. And not only do they not have it in this country, they're not even close. People just keep piling up guns and ammo and guns and ammo and guns and ammo. You realize there are more guns and ammunition in the hands of American citizens than every branch of the military and every police force combined, and there are more by an order of magnitude. The American people are so well armed, it's what leads me to believe we can peacefully divorce, and I do believe we eventually will. People are obviously separating, and you're going to start seeing this a lot more, what's happening. It's happening in Oregon right now. It's going to happen in Colorado, I believe, eventually, too, where you have these super, super blue areas. And because they're the high population areas, they dominate the rest of the state. Well, you have all these people in the state who are blood red and they don't want to live under some communist government. And so they're beginning to propose these things of, hey, let us break away. Let us go. In Oregon, they're trying to join Idaho. It's called the Greater Idaho Movement. Hey, let us go. Oh, I know, Chris. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Let us go. People only will live for so long under a government that hates them and that they hate. And right now, look, the federal government sucks. We already know that. But if you're in a blue state, if you're listening to me right now in California, your federal government not only sucks, your state government hates your guts too. And that people are going to chafe under that eventually. All right? They've had enough. Greetings from a fellow UMC tube stroker. Steel rain invoker. That's a mortarman is what he's talking about. A mortarman, the gigantic steel tubes. As you well know, it's very uncommon for someone to escape the core without getting some ink done. Do you have any tattoos? If you do, what is it? If you don't, why did you not get one? Also, were you at Camp Schwab in 2002? Camp Schwab, by the way, is in Okinawa. I was there with 1/6 Weapons Company, 81s from June. By the way, 81s are the size of the mortar. There are 60-millimeter mortars for infantry, and then there are 81s. From June to December 2002, before being sent to 2/6, I was just asking because I remember seeing a big ugly guy walking around. Semper Fi and keep firing for effect on the communists. When was I there? It would have been during my first 2 years. I joined in 2000. I might have been there. I was on Camp Schwab when I went. What, Chris? Yeah, that was when the foot thing happened, when I stepped on the sea urchin. That might have been me, actually. That might have been there. I was definitely in Camp Schwab, and I was definitely in Camp Schwab before Iraq. Between 2000 and 2002, I was in Camp Schwab. There's no question about that. I don't know. I don't know. Look, I'm stupid. I can't keep track of all this stuff, all right? This is another reason why I have to take a male vitality stack from Chalk, because my mind is so naturally dull and non-functioning that I need a Chalk male vitality stack to keep me sharper. Ladies, you too. They have a female vitality stack. I'm not even kidding. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural supplements. You have any idea how much better you feel? How much sharper you feel? It's my energy level. It's just fantastic. I love the one lady who emailed in and yelled at me. She said, I take the female vitality stack. Now I can't nap anymore because I have so much energy. It's incredible. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscriptions. I love these freaking guys. They're so hardcore anti-communist. They're putting the finishing touches on the chalk box, by the way, that we're going to be sending to the low TGO peers. I had a chalk just texted me earlier today. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Now, someone wants to talk about Tim Scott and the establishment. Someone wants to talk about MREs. Someone wants to talk about secret police. You know what I want to talk about? Well, this.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
That's so beautiful. Dear Symmetrical Oracle, what makes secret police secret? And what's the status of my MyPillow work boots? Oh, I forgot about the guy. MyPillow makes everything so well. This guy's been dying for MyPillow to make some work boots. I need to tell Mike Lindell that next time I see him. I wouldn't put it past him to give it a shot, by the way. All right, that's one. Two, what makes the secret police secret? They don't disclose the things they do to the people. That's what it is. They don't have to show you a warrant. They don't have to go through judges, or if they do, they go through judges that are friendly to them. They can just grab you, haul you off to a dark cell, and they're not publicly accountable at all. Secret police really are the most terrifying forces in the history of the world. They're just staggeringly scary, the things they've done. And you have one growing right here in this country with the FBI, also known as the Cheka. All right, Tim Scott and more. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, we're almost done with Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's a bummer. Don't worry, I'll be back on Monday. We got Medal of Honor Monday. It'll be fun. And we still have, we have a little more time together, Chris. We have a little more time together. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one says, hey, Baldy. You know, that's not nice. Hey, Baldy, I was listening to you talk about Tim Scott earlier this week. Senate Republicans would push Tim Scott for a president primarily because he's a minority and secondly, but importantly, because he's mainstream. You won't see a GOP Senate push an actual conservative fighter like Hawley or Cruz. Scott is an easy establishment choice that checks the right boxes. What's the last conservative issue he's led on? Can't think of one. No, he never has. No, well, oh, never mind. He did hop on the police reform bandwagon. Made sure everyone knew that Tim Scott thought the cops sucked too, and that we needed the federal government to step in because some drugged out dude dies in Minneapolis. We definitely need a federal bill. Freaking pathetic. Dear Dr. Jesse, fellow tube stroker here. Again, that's Mortarman, means a mortarman. My question for you is, what's your favorite MRE and what was your favorite MRE recipe? Also, today, oh, this he sent it yesterday, is my birthday. Could you give a shout out to my cousin Ben for turning me on to your great show? Ben, I'm so glad you were able to bring Kyle the greatest show in the history of mankind. That's one, two. I'm telling you right now. Now, I would probably dislike it if I tried it again. The spaghetti was good. No, Chris, hear me out. The spaghetti was good. I don't know whether it was good or acceptable. I was in a different place back then, okay? To me, it tasted really good. There were some MRE flavors. We seriously thought they were playing a joke on us. There was one. I say was. I have no idea what ones exist now, whether they kept them. There was one that was called Thai chicken. If you got the Thai chicken, you essentially didn't get to eat. You can't. It didn't matter. It almost didn't matter how. Oh, Chris, it was so bad. And I'll tell you what else was good. When you get the spaghetti, you take the. You see, every MRE back in the day, it either had a little packet of peanut butter or cheese spread. And keep in mind, you never really had to stress whether you preferred one or the other, because there was always somebody who wanted to trade. I'm a peanut butter freak, so I was always great with peanut butter. Plus, I found peanut butter was great in an MRE if you're eating, only you don't have time to eat the whole thing, or you're worried because you have a bunch of work to do that night, a big field exercise. Stash the peanut butter because it's a nice little thing you can squirt in your mouth on the go, which will actually give you more energy. So I would say the peanut butter. Anyway, take the cheese sauce, the spready chetty, and pour some of it in the spaghetti. Telling you, legit. Really, the cheese sauce was always handy like that. But there was one, it came out when I was almost getting out. It came out when we were in Iraq, I think, or just before we were in Iraq. Cheeseburger. Now, you got to accept what you're getting here. Is it a Jesse Kelly burger? Of course it's not. It's got a shelf life of about 7,000 years. All right, so it's clearly not high end. But they would give you spready chetty with it and a couple pieces of really crappy bread and barbecue sauce. And look, when everything sucks, and when you oftentimes when you're in the field or at combat or something like that, everything sucks. Everything's either boring or uncomfortable or terrifying or dangerous. You don't have a lot of great in your day to look forward to. The meals, everything. You sit down with a cheeseburger, crappy as it may be, it made life better. It did. It made life better. Jesse, a lot of people on our side are saying we wait till we have the house. The media will cover what's going on in the house. Where have these people been for the last 16 years? The media will just ignore the house or say the Republicans are pulling political stunts. What do you think? And he says, please feed the bar. Oh, yeah, they're going to cover every one of these hearings as little as possible. Did you switch your cell phone yet? I know how you pay your cell phone bill. Everyone pays it the same way now. You put in your credit card, and then every month they automatically bill you. So every month you have money automatically going from you to somebody. Is the money going from you to a communist company that hates your guts? Are you paying Verizon for those commercials? AT&T, T-Mobile, maybe the worst one. Are you paying them for that? You switch to Pure Talk, oh, you'll still pay every month. You'll pay a lot less. My bill got cut in half. You'll pay a lot less, but you'll also, your money will go to a company that actually shares your values, promotes your values. Their CEO fought for this country. They believe in hiring Americans. When you talk to someone at Pure Talk, they speak English. Pure Talk is how we put our money where our morals are. Go. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250 Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Jesse, every country has every country has attractive women. Some places are a given. What country has the most solid six women? What country has the most? I'm going to sound like such a homer if I say America, but I've been quite a few places. It might be, you know what? It's the Czech Republic. And we were trying to figure, I went to Europe once, and so now I like to tell everyone I've been to Europe, but we went to the Czech Republic. We went to Prague. And I will tell you, walking around in Prague, because you're walking around, they actually have a communism museum there dedicated to all the atrocities. Oh, it's sick. I have a picture of me standing next to Karl Marx, and I'm making an inappropriate gesture. It's really great. Anyway, it was noticeable. The wife and I, we both noticed it, how attractive everyone was. A lot of people were really, really, really attractive. And we ended up on a tour with a tour guide. And I don't know how it came up. Probably me. I don't know how it came up. Someone brought it up. Don't say probably Chris, like you know. It might have been someone else. Anyway, it's probably me. It came up. Hey, why is everyone so hot here? And I guess there's a real historical thing there. Everything's about genetics, right? There's something about the genetics of that area that simply produce high cheekbones in women and everything. They're just frigging everywhere. So I would say the Czech Republic or maybe an Asian country. I mean, most Asian chicks are at least a six. Am I wrong on that, Chris? Am I underwater? I'm not wrong on that. Are you an Asian guy, Chris? No, a little bit? All right, look, I'm not judging, all right? I'm not judging at all. I'm simply asking. We should probably have talked about that off the air, though, beforehand. But why? We need to have these discussions out in the open. All right. Listen to me. I don't want you to be down in the dumps this weekend. Just because everything's kind of dumpy, I want you to do something. I want you to give somebody something this weekend. It can be, a dollar to a homeless guy. It can be a text to a relative. Maybe mom hasn't heard from you in a while, or dad. Send him a quick text. Tell him you love him. This weekend, do one thing for someone else. All right. Whenever you're down, remember, you get selfish when you're down. I know I do. You got to focus on giving things to other people when you're down and make you feel better. All right? You keep your chin up. We'll be back on Monday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.